Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
That's me along with Yancey and Chuck as we get ready for another Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Coming up on the program, we have a discussion of the running back room of Ole Miss football coming up, and we have Ole Miss assistant baseball coach and hitting coach Mike Clement coming on to the program, plus our usual things we do, such as text messages, injury outlooks, different things that we do before the show is done. And if you're looking to buy land, whether it's 20 acres out in the country or to build a home, 200 acres to hunt on, what you need to do is make First South your first call, 601-898-8540, or you find them online at firstsouthland.com. Hey, Chuck.
What's happening, brother?
I didn't get drafted again.
Oh, what happened, man?
It's the same old story every year.
Too short.
So if they don't want 5'5 and a half, 185-pound second baseman.
Dang. I don't. Well, Altuve is about that size.
He is my hero. Yeah. That's right.
Is he still going?
He's still going, but he's not what he once was.
Yeah.
He may still be as good once as he ever was, but
Are any of us?
None.
You still got little man, some hopes with him.
I hope so. If I can hang around taking enough pills to hopefully watch him play one of these days. How are you, Yancey?
Doing great. It was, the draft was really interesting to watch. And, I mean, Ole Miss, you might as well call them pitching you now. They've had the most picks in the last 2 years of the draft. It's amazing what they've done. I think last year they had 8 picks. This year they had 7 pitchers taken, and it's Mangrum's just doing a hell of a job with them.
Is it any surprise to y'all that Judd Uedermark was not taken in what 20 rounds?
Well, you get the text message questions. Is two no Uedermark, no Furness.
Bassetta with Bassetta. That power.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Several different people have asked those very same questions.
No Furness? I didn't
realize. No Furness.
Okay. Mm-mm.
No.
And no Bassetta.
No Reuter.
Wow.
No Colin Reuter. Wow. You know, disappointing for all those guys, really. You would think with Judd, too, you know, being so big and tall and
powerful
and can play all over the field.
That didn't make sense to me.
It's got the arm strength,
speed, he can run.
Austin Foley was the only position player taken, and he was in the 19th out of the 20 rounds.
Yeah, that one hurt me. I really wanted him back. That one hurt me more than any, I'll be
honest. Well, isn't that the reason they went after the Dallamore kid at
TCU?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's flexible enough where he could have played the outfield. But Foley wanted to go pro. He'd been 4 years. I think he's 23, going to be 24 when the season starts. So, you know, that is kind of getting old for MLB, getting on that track. Although players are getting called up earlier and earlier now, as we've seen.
And I'm not sure in today's NIL marketplace, which we'll talk about later, they've made some money already.
Yeah.
And it may be at that age that you're talking about, the 23, 24, where they're ready to start life and go into business and not ride a bus for a while.
Man, I sure would have liked to have collected a few hundred thousand more. And
I understand.
And chase pretty girls at Ole Miss.
All of us in here would have given everything
for that opportunity. He's taking a pay cut. I'll put it that way. If I leave him, but they are the NILs allowed them to save some money for the guys that are in lower rounds that don't get the big bonus and try to have some money in the bank to ride it out 2 or 3 years and see how far you can go in the minors.
How about the big news? Hunter Elliott coming back.
Yeah.
Hunter Elliott coming back. Dom Decker coming back.
That's big news.
Yeah,
big news. And, you know, Hunter is so valuable, not only on the mound. You look at what Ole Miss did in the SEC the 2 years he was out with injuries versus the 2 years that he's been the ace on the mound, but what he could do for all the new players in the program, being the elder spokesman and a leader, that's one of his best qualities.
All right, let's jump into the five things from Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham runs 9 of those locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, congrats goes out to the 8 Ole Miss players that were selected in the MLB draft over the weekend. Thought number 2, did you know that Ole Miss has now had 15 pitchers drafted in the last 2 years, including 9 who went in the first 10 rounds? That leads the country. LSU is the next best with 11 pitchers drafted, with 8 being in the first 10 rounds. Thought number 3, from what we've gathered, Ole Miss expects J.P. Robertson to come back. The rest of the Ole Miss players who were drafted are expected to sign with the team that drafted them. Thought number 4, I'm hearing that Ole Miss has upped their commitment for the Ole Miss baseball construction for the roster. All 3 sports in the Big 3 now have everything in place to win and win at a big level. And the last thought of the day. Lastly, I keep hearing that a couple of true freshmen in football are in line to make a big impact next season. They are cornerback Dorian Barney and defensive end Landon Barnes. Both look to be a way ahead of the freshman curve.
All right, so we will need those text messages at 662-426-1093. We have several of them all around baseball at the moment, so you can continue to send those in to us. We'll try and answer those as best we can. And next, let's jump into the running back room for this Ole Miss football team.
Yeah,
yeah, stacked up room.
All right, we'll come back and do that next.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey guys, this is former Major League Baseball player and avid deer hunter David DeLucci. There's nothing better than spending time in the woods, making memories at the camp, and enjoying the land. If you're like me and dream of owning your own hunting property, remember the name First South Farm Credit. They've been financing rural land for over 100 years. It's just what they do. When you're in the market for land, make First South your first call. Stop by or find them online at firstsouthland.com.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta? SWAPA Land has a new team in Cleveland, Mississippi. SWAPA stands for soil, water, air, plants, and animals, the resources that make land special. Whether it's farmland, hunting, recreational and commercial properties, and dream homes, they connect buyers with sellers. Their partner, Steward Link, helps secure conservation funding for better wildlife habitat and water quality. Go to swapaland.com or call the office at 662-588-2034 or Charlie Heights at 662-719-7218. SWAPA Land, your Delta Land connection.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Welcome back into the show on Monday night, and we're going to get a chance to talk some football and baseball with you as the show goes on. And don't forget, text message line is open, 662-426-1093. Let's do that football discussion now.
Yeah, last week we went over the offensive line, Chucky, and this week let's go over running backs. You know, we'll end with Lacey. Let's start off with the guy that is really kind of turned everybody's head at camp and in a good way, and that's I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Mekhi Fraser is his last name, from Michigan State, 5'10", 225-pound rising junior running back out of McKinney, Texas. I know you've been hearing good things about him from day one that he stepped on campus. Tell us a little bit more about him.
Well, at Michigan State last year, as a sophomore, he had 116 carries for 520 yards, which is a 4.5 per carry.
For a bad team.
Huh?
For a bad team.
Yeah. And his big day was 14 carries for 109 yards against Michigan. Anytime you gain over 100 against Michigan, even though Michigan wasn't what they've been, that's still pretty good. And, you know, just the comments out of the camp in spring were they were surprised at his quickness and his speed for it. He looks like a little bowling ball at 5'10", 225, but he's got real good jets. He's got some jets. And here's the classic comment that I got the other day when I was asking about Mekhi. I said he could be the Trinidad Chambliss of 2026 if, heaven forbid, something were to happen to Lacey, that he could come in and he could be the Trinidad. He's that good. They have that much faith in him. What I think is very important is he's a guy that can give Lacey a rest.
Yeah.
You know, Lacey just got too many carries last year. You know, I didn't even look up how many, but
over 330 rushing.
Yeah, I mean, it was just ridiculous. He doesn't need that many carries. No wonder he got hurt against Miami. It's surprising he didn't get hurt before then. But we didn't have any other choices, really. Now we've got choices, and that's exciting to me with Mekhi Fraser.
Yep. Then another kid that they brought in out of LSU, a portal transfer, JT Lindsey. More of a speed-type guy, 5'10", 5'11", 190. Tell us a little bit more about his game.
Well, you know, I watched some film on him, and he looks like he's going to be a really reliable third-down back in the passing game. I think he's going to be his ticket to getting playing time. It's going to be difficult for him to get any straight rushes with Lacey and Fraser, but he is a guy that's got good juice. Good quickness, good cutting ability, good flat-out speed. You know, he's not as small as I thought he was. I thought he was going to be one of those 5'9", 170 guys when mm-hmm. I first heard. But, he's not. He's built up pretty good, and I think he'll be valuable in the passing game.
He's got home run-type ability, somebody that can take it to the house when he gets the ball in his hands.
Yeah, he does, but I don't think any more than Lacey or Fraser.
Sure.
I think his strength is going to be out of the backfield catching the ball.
A guy that a lot of fans are waiting on and had a lot of hoopla coming out of high school, Shaquille Mills Knight, 6'2", 220, running back out of Baylor High School, originally from Quebec, Montreal over there in Canada. Has he progressed any where you think maybe he could get any touches this fall?
The light, I was told the light started to come on midway through spring. He had a really rough fall, one, because he wasn't going to get any playing time, and two, because they just didn't spend that much time with him based on the fact that he wasn't going to get much playing time. But he's a big kid. He's got decent speed, but he's more of a power back. It'll be difficult for him to get much playing time this year, but I would think he'd be very valuable on some special teams. And he did make some progress in the spring, which they were glad to see because, like I said, he had a rough fall. But the light started coming on, and I think he can be valuable in the future.
You heard anything on the true freshmen that's come in camp yet? Demaris Yates was ranked the number one tailback in Mississippi this past year out of Kipper County, 5'10", 200-pound back. And then Jermichael Jones, a guy they were really high on out of Pike Road. We all know where Pike Road in the state of Alabama there in Montgomery, where Quinshon Judkins came out of high school. Anything on those two guys yet?
I hadn't heard anything on them yet. Or McCaleb Taylor out of Grenada. another freshman, 5'10", 210 pounds, you know, a thicker kid. Hadn't heard anything about any of them. I did hear that Joshua Dye out of Southern Utah, 5'10", 200 kid, made some good impressions on Frank Wilson, the running back coach, during spring. And you know, he's got a shot, but it's just a loaded room. And once you know, Lacey's a All-American candidate. Frazier's coming in here and has really set the woods on fire as far as his first impression with the coaches. Lindsey is a guy that's going to get some playing time in the passing game, probably third down back. And beyond that, unless somebody gets injured, it's going to be difficult. So,
to that, a couple of things. Kawan rushed 20.4 times per game last year.
It's too much.
306. The second was a text message question, that is, Trinidad Chambliss had the second most attempts rushing last year. You feel like one of the guys you've mentioned will be second behind Lacey instead of the quarterback being the second
leading rusher. I don't think it's any doubt. I think it would be Frazier. I don't think it would be any doubt that they're going to try to give Lacey some rest. You know, and here's the thing. Pro scouts don't care about 30 carries a game. They don't care about that. They'd rather get a running back that's getting 12 to 15 carries. They can see what he can do in 12 to 15 carries, and that'll make him last the whole year and, you know, be more productive in the long run, particularly if Ole Miss makes a run like they did last year and plays 14, 15 games.
16.
You know, it's important.
Yeah, it is, and I think having someone to be for Lacey to share those carries that are productive carries, not just somebody back there, is going to make a world of difference for him come playoff time. It all really started that Tulane game when he went down awkwardly there. And then on that stretch of that Georgia when he made that key third down conversion where Chambliss looked like he was in a video game there, kind of re-aggravated that shoulder. And then, obviously, he pulled that hammy pretty good against Miami on the very first long touchdown run in the first quarter. And then he was basically just a decoy the rest of the game, which really hurt Ole Miss's offense. And if they would have completed that last pass, you know, he'd have been very limited against Indiana. So they've got to look out for his well-being and keep him fresh for the playoffs.
What's what I've been noticing, they've been putting out some video, Ole Miss football and Kiwan have been putting out some videos on YouTube and different social media platforms. And Kiwan has been working really, really hard on receiving game. Practically every video you've seen this summer, he's running pass patterns because he felt like that was not necessarily a weakness, but wasn't a strength last year. And he's trying to become a more versatile back versus just a hand-to guy or a pitch guy. He wants to catch some balls out of the back.
Because that's so important in the NFL for the running backs.
Absolutely.
Work on that draft stock as well.
Absolutely. But here's the bottom line. Ole Miss is extremely blessed at running back.
Yeah,
I hadn't kept up too much with other teams' running back rooms, but I can say without question that I wouldn't trade this one for any I know about.
And you got your three interior linemen returning that season. Do you think Ole Miss continues their running block schemes where they run more inside the tackles this year?
I don't know. I'm not sure what JD's going to do. You know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, with those three interior linemen coming back, it seems like that would be a smart thing to keep funneling them inside those tackles, and that's what Kiwan likes to do so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what Mekhi Frazier's built to do too, so we'll see. It's going to be interesting, but I can say this, running back will definitely be a strength on this team.
Without question.
Excellent. This part of the show brought to you by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. The Farese Group has over 20 years' experience, a proven track record in helping retirees invest and not outlive the savings during retirement. If you are nearing or already retired, you call the Farese Group office at 601-607-4141. That's 601-607-4141 and schedule your free consultation. We'll come back with text messages and a few other things after the break.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Second half of the show, we'll get Ole Miss assistant baseball coach Mike Clement on the air with us. We've got some injuries to broach on, but now it's text message time from Cannon Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com. Tons about baseball, and we've kind of touched on the, you know, Hunter coming back. There's also been the ones that we mentioned that did not get drafted along the way, and some comments on swing and miss, right? You know, with some of those guys along the way. But anything you want to expand on as far as those?
It's just shocking that I'd like to find out more about Udomar, because he's 6'5", 250 pounds. He can run. He's got a great arm. He can play multiple positions. He's a power hitter, which is what they love now in the majors. And I'd like to know what's missing. I know he struck out a lot, but what's missing? He batted over 300. He was the leading batter on the team.
Yeah.
I don't.
He wasn't on the list all year, and we asked Jacob Rudner from Baseball America about him, and he kind of alluded to the swing and miss, right?
Watch Major League Baseball.
It's all swing and miss.
It's
the three outcome approach. But I guess the worry is, if you're going to be doing it on the collegiate level this much, you know, what is it going to happen on the MLB level? And I think there were some concerns about high velocity giving him problems. And
velocity never gave him problems. It was the slider that gave him problems.
It did, but they can work with that. But I think some of the high velocity, that's what Jacob had alluded to, was high velocity.
I'd have to disagree with Jacob on that. Yeah. I thought every one of his home runs was on against high velocity.
I'm talking about the 97 and up type of velocity that you're going to be seeing in the major leagues pretty much every pitcher. So I don't know. I certainly would have taken him. I know that. I wish we could have a Udermark on the team every single year the rest of my life, as much as people got – you know, disheartened about chasing the sliders down in the dirt. But, I mean, he was a hell of a ball player. I'd take him every year.
He batted over 300. I don't give a damn how many times he strikes out. He batted over 300.
Over 20 home runs.
I mean, that's all I want to say.
Any update on the Koski kid visiting Ole Miss?
Indiana. Yeah, I think he – what?
Caleb Koski hit 372, led Indiana's team, 6 homers, 42 runs batted in. His dad, I think it was Corey Koski, was a MLB player.
Yep. Well, I know that he's on Ole Miss's campus right now. We're going to have Ole Miss hitting coach Mike Clement on next, and he will not be able to talk
Can't
with talk him.
Can't talk about that.
Can't talk about that because he's still a recruit. But, you know, they are whining and dining, and he would fill a huge void there. They need, to me, they need that one more big-time bat. And if you notice, we'll talk to Clement about this, they're kind of getting away a little bit from the three-outcome approach where that is. You either strike out or walk or get extra base hits. They've really gotten a lot of portal pickups, you know, low strikeouts, higher walk ratios, higher batting average ratio. I would think that's not by potluck. I would guess that's by design.
The younger guys, freshman, sophomore guys. Transfers.
Yep. Yep. So he definitely fits that bill. Not a high power guy. How many home runs did he have?
Six.
Yeah. So he's a guy that
11 doubles.
Yeah, 11 doubles. He's a guy that you could see tick up to that 10, 11. Not going to be a high home run guy for a right fielder, but a guy that can absolutely hit the ball in his dead play pro baseball.
Yep. Is Deuce McAllister going to coach at Ole Miss?
No.
I've never heard
that's
that.
Something I've never heard.
Yeah.
No.
But
He's got a very good job
with the Saints.
Well, he's got two jobs, one with the Saints and one with the waste management program that he goes to different municipalities and sells them, you know, the waste bins all that. He's done very well for himself.
Yeah, he's got other businesses too. That'd be too much on his hands, I would think.
All right, so our text message is brought to you by CCMOxford.com.
I'll tell you what, though, he's got a good-looking son. He's about 6'4", plays wide receiver, and I've seen some video on him, and he's a guy that elevates and goes after the ball, and he's a good basketball player, too.
Real good basketball player. Deuce's wife was a basketball player, wasn't she?
Yeah, but I hear that his son really loves football more than basketball.
I know he's going to be a really good prospect.
Injury report. What do we have, if any?
Nothing. I heard Cipollo, the Ole Miss pitcher that went down. I mean, he was really had back injuries when he reported to Ole Miss. He didn't pitch much in fall ball. Then he had a UCL problem. I'm hearing, and I don't know if Clement, since he's the hitting coach, will know as much about this, but I'm hearing that he's kind of ahead of schedule and they think he'll be ready for next season. So, you know, that's encouraging news there because they were really high on him. He was a big-time prospect coming when he transferred here to Ole Miss, and really they thought he had a chance to be a weekend guy. Now, will he be able to go that amount on the first year back, coming back from injury? I don't know, but he definitely could be a valuable bullpen arm.
Where's he from?
Well, he came out of San Diego State.
San Diego State.
Yep.
Rebel Injury Report brought to you by Swappa Land. If you're looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta, they have a team in Cleveland specializing in farmland, hunting, recreational, commercial properties, or just your dream home. They have your partner steward Link, and they can help with conservation funding. Visit Swappa Land. That's SWAPALand.com. Or call Charlie Heinz at 662-719-7218, or the office number, 662-588-2034. More baseball discussion coming up. Mike Clement joins us on the other side.
One thing I've realized covering Ole Miss is I'm almost always on the move. Whether it's football camps, SEC media days coming up, baseball or basketball, I'm living out of my truck half the summer. That's one reason I've become such a fan of Quince. I've been wearing their linen shirts a lot lately because they're lightweight, breathable, and comfortable enough to wear all day, whether I'm outside covering recruiting or sitting down to record Talk of Champions. They just work. I also like that Quince cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting really high-quality clothing without paying luxury brand prices. Make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. Quince.com/TOC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince, Quince.com/TOC for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/TOC. One thing I've learned over the years doing this job is that you never really know what somebody else is carrying. We spend a lot of time talking football, recruiting, and Ole Miss. But life's a lot bigger than sports. Everybody goes through seasons where they need somebody to talk to. That's one reason I found BetterHelp's latest State of Stigma report interesting. BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise. Yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. It's kind of a reminder that even though we've gotten better about talking about mental health, asking for help can still be difficult. If somebody in your life is struggling, don't be afraid to encourage them to talk to someone. Sometimes having that conversation is the hardest step. Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com. Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country. And they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Our program, it's called the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, along with Chuck Yancey. I'm Gary. We're having a little phone issue, so we may not be able to have Coach Clem on the program tonight, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire. Serving you since 1929, 54 locations across six different states, Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. So, Let me do this, if you don't mind. Let me go ahead and do my SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. So here's how the draft went down for Ole Miss. Kate Townsend, 23rd overall pick to the Chicago Cubs. Taylor Rabe, 30th in the first round to the Kansas City Royals. Hudson Calhoun went in the fourth round the Texas Rangers, Will Libert in the fifth round to the Atlanta Braves, Landon Koenig in the eighth round to the New York Mets, Landon Waters in the 17th to the Toronto Blue Jays, Austin Fawley, the only position player in the 19th round of the Braves, and J.P. Robertson in the 20th round of the San Francisco Giants. So, seven of the eight were pitchers, as you pointed out, Yancey, leaving, what, Ole Miss with 15 pitchers drafted in the last 2 years, correct?
Correct. The next highest in the country is LSU at 11. And I believe on the – forgot how many are in the top 10 rounds. Let me look at here from Ole Miss. Nine in the last 2 years of those 15. So not a lot of guys going 18, 19, 20th round. High, you know, these guys are going high.
Of the signees, Taj Marchand went in the sandwich round, 33rd pick to the Tampa Bay Rays, and Cole Prosek from – Magnolia Heights went 41st overall to the Chicago White Sox. The other news, Hunter Elliott, Dom Decker return. Kind of a draft where only 42 players selected from the high school ranks out of the top 135. That's the fourth fewest ever. More college guys are being drafted these days. And 103 SEC players were drafted. It doesn't count the freshmen or the transfer portals. Arkansas and Georgia had 12 guys drafted, LSU, Ole Miss, and A&M 8. Auburn and Oklahoma had 7. Florida, Tennessee, and Texas had 6. Vanderbilt 5. Alabama, Kentucky, and Mississippi State 4, with South Carolina 3 and Missouri 2.
as good as State was, I figured they would have more draft picks than that.
Well, they have them coming back.
Yeah.
They were able to get guys to come back.
Yeah. But that was the one that kind of caught my eye. I figured they'd have a few more than what they had off of their team. And I'm not talking about their signees as well. But I don't think there were any surprises as far as Ole Miss. I mean, you know, Cade and Taylor Rabe had been projected as first-round picks for many moons now, you know, halfway through the season. They've kind of been up there. Hudson Calhoun always had the arm talent that you figured he was going to be. You know, I don't know if people would have guessed round four, but somewhere in that round 4 to 7. Will Lippert, you know, is throwing at 97, 98, sitting there. Maybe not round 5, but definitely top 10 round. I think Landon Cohen going in the 8th round, maybe a little surprised he went that high. But, you know, again, he's sitting at 97, 98. That's a guy that I kind of wish that Ole Miss, if you get him back. Again, his off-speed pitch was 92, 93 miles an hour. So when you're sitting 97, 98, and your off-speed is 92, 93, it's just not giving you – you're not speeding and slowing him up. It's not – if he – you know, when he develops that 85, 83-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch, you know, if he could develop that in the off-season, he's someone that could become really special in a hurry. Landon Waters, you know, sitting up there at 97, 96 miles an hour – 17th round, and then J.P. Robertson, who Ole Miss hopes to get back in round 20. And Chuck, J.P.'s a guy that is really a valuable person for next year's roster to me. I mean, this is a guy that at the end of the season was pitching as good as anybody.
Yeah. And am I mistaken him with somebody else? Didn't he hit 100?
Yeah, he's up to 100 right now. And his slider, from what I'm hearing inside the IPF, is biting a lot more. He's throwing the ball really good. From what I heard, the Giants just took an outlier, just chance, because his arm's too good. They're in the 20th round, but I think Ole Miss has explained the importance to him, what kind of role he's going to have on the team, which is going to be a major role. Guy that has got a really, really good chance to be a weekend starter. If not, if they put Hooks out of the closer spot into the weekend role, he can, you know, become the closer. So, you know, one of the two or three big dogs out of that pitching staff for next season, I that would be really big to get him back. And then you look at the two signees there, Taj Merchant and Cole Prosit. Again, no surprises. They've been late first round to mid second round, really since the halfway through their senior seasons. Taj was the only signee that I'm aware of that didn't come in to work out this summer for Ole Miss. Cole even worked out this summer, but even though he was projected to go high, I know Ole Miss had a really, really good package to try to keep him. If he did fall a little bit more, maybe he went down to the 3rd round. He did slip to the 2nd round, number 41. They were projected as early as 24 hours before the draft to go as high as 18 to 20. But that's not enough to fall. I think his signing bonus is projections around $3 million, and certainly you can't compete with that.
So let's talk a little bit about the guys that didn't get drafted, the high school kids. What give us what you know about Christian Doty, the shortstop, Magnolia Heights. I mean, Cole Prosik played shortstop there too. What's the deal? Who did one of them play?
Well, Cole's really my catcher? Son. Yeah, my son actually played with Cole and Christian on a travel league team while they were growing up, when they were growing, you know, in younger age. And I've kept up. Then my son played at Magnolia Heights with Cole. Christian was actually up in Memphis playing ball up there that year. And then he transferred to Magnolia Heights his senior year. I can tell you about Christian Doty. He's probably the most dynamic infielder I've seen come through the ranks. Cole was the best pure hitter I've seen come through the ranks, but Christian is the best infielder. I think he's gonna figure in somewhere. I mean, he can flat out hit the baseball. Now, he's more of a line drive hitter, not really a home run hitter. I think he did have 7-8 home runs this year, but so he's got power, and one of those, when he gets to be a sophomore or junior, could get in those double digits easily. He's 6'1", about 190, good body frame. It would not surprise me. Will he start by game one of the season? No, but I mean, that's really hard to do as a true freshman. But I think as the season progresses, I think he'll get some playing time in these non-conference games. And if someone's struggling out there in the field, I think really right now third base and right field is kind of everywhere else is pretty locked in. The pitching staff, the position players, that's kind of the two question marks. And there's even some chatter, Gary, that that Dom could move over there to third base and you slide in Christian Doty over there to second base. You know, I guess if Decker's – if he has a chink in the armor, so to speak, is covering ground, right? So third base might make sense for him. What do you think, Gary?
Well, you got that. And then as I think we talked about before, you've got a Topher Jones, you got Luke Romine, yep. You've got those guys that are going to factor in. I think they really think Luke Romine's going to be a hitter for them.
Yeah.
I do too.
Where you put him, because you've got Trey Housie, the first baseman from Louisiana Tech.
Yeah.
He's most likely in. He's locked in there. You've got the third baseman transfer from Clemson. Mm-hmm. I think they feel really good about position players. And the battles they're going to have for them. Now, as I joke with Chuck, don't we always feel like we've got it all solved
before
they ever get on campus and figure it out? But I think you can look at guys that have performed and done where they've been that they feel like they can pencil some guys in already.
Yeah, then you look at what they brought in at catcher, Brady Dallimore. Interesting take. He was on an official visit to Mississippi State, and they basically – met him coming off that visit and said, get your butt over here. They really, really wanted that kid. Big old boy, you know, 6'4", 235. He was a true freshman last year. He hit 278 home runs. I think he's got a chance to be pretty special. It hurts losing Folly, but at least they had prepared to lose him in the draft. And we're able to pick him up. And, you know, we all know that Pano, how much he came around defensively there, Chuck, at shortstop. You got to be really, really good up the middle. And I think they got a chance to be good up the middle next season. Then, you know, you look at Blake Fields, the guy that they picked up from Houston, a dynamic outfielder, played left fielder, another true freshman. As you were talking about, Gary, they picked up a lot of these guys out of the portal that got 2 or 3 years left, not these one-and-done players. So Blake Fields is a guy that is so good defensively, you could see him slide in the center field and Fetty go to left field. So they've got a chance there if a Christian Doty does slide in a second base there and Dom happened to move to third base. I know what Christian could do. He's special now. With Owen and you've got Fields at center and then Owen at shortstop, and then you're talking about Christian Doty there at second base with Blake there at catcher. They're going to be as good as they've been up the middle in quite a few years. And if there's been a little bit of chink in the armor for Ole Miss, right, I know the swing and miss, Chuck, and I know you want to go back to that this past year, but it's been defensively, right, up the middle a little bit, some issues. So I think they really – help themselves up the middle with this portal class and freshman class that they're bringing in.
Which look like Blake Fields struck out 29 times in 184 at bats, right? So that number is down, and he was a true freshman that started 53 out of 55 games for Houston.
Yeah, he had more walks than strikeouts.
Thought he played in the infield, though.
Well, that's where I think he played growing up in high school, but he got most of his starts there in left field, and I've watched a lot of film on him just – curious to watch him play. And I mean, this is a kid that can go get the baseball. Mm-hmm. Maybe they had an upperclassman center fielder that was really special over there at Houston, because you could just see he looks like a natural center fielder. He can go get the baseball now. They're really high on that kid. I think he's going to be a big time player for Ole Miss. They've helped themselves tremendously. And the one that is really the one that I want to see is, It's another freshman from Clemson, right? Yeah. Jason Foltz. He's a guy that it plays third base, not a high home run guy. He only hit one home run. Only struck out 31 times, walked 24. So, again, another player that is kind of going away from the mold what Ole Miss has been recruiting the last 4 or 5 years, right? The guys that are high power guys, high strikeout guys, high walk guys, you know, extra base hit type of guys. And we're sorry about the phone thing being down right now. It's super talk, but you know, we'll get Clement back on and talk about that. And that's what I really wanted to talk with him about. Is this by design that they're kind of going away from this three outcome approach where, you know, it's kind of an all or nothing type offense. And obviously by these guys that they're recruiting, you know, it can't be by potluck. This has to be by design.
Another thing that I'm noticing is if you look at the high school list and at the transfer portal list, you're looking at about 14 or 15 pitchers.
Yeah, and that was a text message question. How many pitchers are left on the staff at Ole Miss? And that answer is not very many.
Not very many, but you've got 14 coming in.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to know, Yancey, do you know of any of these high school pitchers that have a shot at helping early?
You know, it's so hard projecting that. I think you know, when you look at it, McCoy Salitz, the right-handed pitcher out of California, out of Bakersfield, 6'5", 225. He's hanging in the upper 90s right now already. He's got a nasty slider. He's got a really good changeup. He's definitely got the tools and the makeup to be one of those guys, right? Devin Long out of Scottsdale, Arizona, another guy that is 6'3", 200. Topping out about 98 right now. Another guy that, you know, has got the tools. I mean, you always see a couple of these freshmen surface that you never expect. And so, you know, they brought in Bryce Collins, another guy that's highly thought of, 6'2", 190, out of Washington. I mean, Tucker Long is out of Iowa. You know, another right-handed pitcher that they're really high on. It's amazing looking at this. They signed another pitcher out of California, J.P. Harmon, a left-handed pitcher out of Baton Rouge, which is more, you know, around the local. But Mangrum, you gotta feel like, you know, bringing in these kids from all over the country like this. I mean, from Iowa to Cali to Cali, Arizona, Washington. He knows what he's looking for. And usually the trend you see with him is he likes the guys with stuff, right? Yep. He likes these big arm kids. Ole Miss had the number one highest velocity staff in college baseball last year. That means the average velocity through the staff. They had the highest in the country last year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, before Mangrum got there, we kind of saw Ole Miss, the velocity going down.
Yeah.
You were commenting about that. Remember those years?
Yeah.
And now we're seeing that uptick in velocity again. So Mangrum likes these big arm kids, and I got a feeling he's got some good ones coming in.
It's amazing how many kids can throw in the upper 90s now.
It is.
We'll do recruiting and the good, bad, and ugly to finish it up next.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, folks, let me tell you about the Grove Collective. The mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student-athletes while providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Join the collective today and help make an impact with our student-athletes who give everything they have to the flagship university. Where are we in recruiting?
Yeah, well, we spoke about it a little bit earlier. Baseball portal Caleb Okoski out of Indiana is at Ole Miss as we speak. He's the highest-rated position player left in the portal right now. Caleb batted .372 with a .461 on-base percentage, 6 home runs, 42 RBIs, and a .568 slugging percentage. He's versatile, but I think they got right field in mind with him. We all know Bassetto graduated, and they're really pegging him to fill that hole. Basketball signing, we've been talking about Ben. You pronounce it. Is it Henshaw? Is that how you pronounce it?
I believe that's correct.
At an Australian wingman, 6'5", 200 pounds, made it official. He signed with Ole Miss. He led Western Australia, the under-20 team, to the gold medal at the national championship in 23-24 and won the Bob Stotson medal as MVP. He averaged 18.1 points, 3.6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1.9 steals in 21 games during that. In his pro career, in the 3 years of his pro career, he's shooting at 36.2% from three, which is big news there. Someone that has proven, I believe that spans over 180 games there in those 3 years. So somebody that consistently fill it up from the outside. I watched a lot of video of him, Gary, talking about somebody that can fill it up too. He can drive to the hole. This past 2 years, Texas Tech tried to get him out of the pro league over there. He said no. Florida tried to last year. After winning the national championship, he said no. So now Beard was able to get him to say yes. This is a big get for Ole Miss. Football commitment, Upperman, Tennessee, 6'4", 230-pound tight end Colton Johnson committed to Ole Miss over the weekend. Colton is ESPN's number 9 nationally ranked tight end in the country. He picked Ole Miss over Indiana, Florida State, North Carolina, Alabama, Purdue, and Tennessee also offered and were in the picture. So a lot of people high on him. He had close to 700 receiving yards this past year. Good-looking young tight end. Somebody else to add to the room there.
All right, to the good, bad, and ugly, brought to you by Cannon Motors Mississippi. Car shopping made easy. A vast selection of new and used vehicles. Cannon is committed to providing amazing customer service, and their service center is there to ensure many great years of driving the vehicle you purchased from Cannon. Do this for us. Go to CannonMotorCompany.com. Find a location near you. I promise there is one.
It's kind of interesting, before I get into the good, bad, and ugly, the tight end was recruited by Indiana. Formerly, you'd say, Indiana.
Right?
Now you say, whoa, Indiana.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
What it goes around comes around. The good, we're less than 3 weeks away from August football practice, and as fast as this summer is flying by, it'll seem like tomorrow as the Rebels prepare for the 2026 season and the season opener against Louisville in Nashville. There's reason for excitement at Ole Miss with the returning players and the newcomers meshing under first-year head coach Pete Golding and his hand-picked staff. Trinidad Chambliss under center, Kewan Lacey in the backfield, Deuce Alexander out wide, three returning starters on the offensive line, a veteran defensive front, two new big-time linebackers ready to rumble, and a revamped secondary are just some of the reasons to be excited. All good on the Rebel front as August approaches. Another good to me is ace pitcher Hunter Elliott announced his return for his final season with a tweet that read, "Unfinished business." It's great to have him back. Bad? Well, it's not necessarily bad. It's just the way it is in baseball. A couple of really big-time signees will bypass coming to Ole Miss and go straight to the professional ranks in Cole Prosek and Taj Marchand, two really good shortstops, and, you know, went very high in the draft. You can't blame them for going. And it was expected, but it's bad for us.
It is. It is. Especially Cole. I've been watching that kid play literally since he was 5 years old. And, he was going to be one of the all-time best hitters at Ole Miss. It was, you know, it hurts. But $3 million is $3 million. Yeah. And, you know, you're just 3 years younger to get that journey started to get to the MLB. And how about I don't know if we talked about it at all. Cooper Pratt that we had in this room at one point, you know, he signed his 8-year, $50 million contract with the Milwaukee's, now already the starting shortstop for them. And Connor Griffin down there in Jackson, Mississippi, out of Jackson Prep, starting shortstop, now signed his, what was it?
I don't know what his deal was, but he's injured and out for 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah, Jacob
Gonzalez. And the Pirates traded for Jacob Gonzalez.
Yeah. But he got he
signed Gray Kessinger to a minor league contract.
Yeah, how's Gray's injury coming?
He's at Indianapolis in AAA.
Really?
Just last week.
And talk a little bit about how unfortunate that was. He was with the Mets, isn't that right? And, I mean, he was ready to play. He was going to be playing this year.
I don't know, but obviously it's the business and the way it is, and the Mets season hadn't gone the way the Mets season thought it should have gone, right?
Sure.
With all the money they had on the roster. And so, you know, you get let go from the Mets. Other teams made offers.
He had an injury there, though, right?
Yeah, he did.
And that's what caused
everything was back. And so the Pirates, after all, you know, gave him the deal. He's in AAA. And then they also traded for Gonzo.
Yeah.
You know, all this Cooper Pratt thing, I was kind of surprised that they signed that 8-year, $50 million. They got him cheap, seems like. I mean, I know that doesn't sound cheap.
The Braves started that, you know, when they got Acuna and Albies, Ozzie, those guys. You know, you sign them before they ever even make it to the pros. And
Connor Griffin's was 9-year, $140 million with a $12 million signing bonus over the next 2 years.
See, that's triple what Pratt got.
Yeah.
I
think Connor had played a few weeks before he had signed that contract, and kind of they saw the glimpse of it already. Cooper, they did it before he ever even played an inning.
I know.
He's 6'4", 225, and, I mean, he looks like a stud already. You just think back, and I was talking about it with somebody inside the IPF yesterday, if Cooper would have been on that 2025 team last year when they were missing, when they were having to play Chang at shortstop. Man, that would have been crazy. But he's probably the one out of the whole Bianco era, the what could have been was Cooper Pratt.
All right, put it in the books.
Hotty toddy.